And now we get to create a soup of energy. A soup of energy that's going to have Adironda and Cryon give us some messages. And so there really isn't anything to do. It's simply about sitting in the chair and receiving. I love that. It's nothing to do, nothing to be. It's just simply sitting in the chair and receiving. And one of the best ways we can receive is to allow our intellect to go and step aside. And so I invite you to close your eyes, because now when you close your eyes, you've eliminated the distraction of trying to interpret what your eyes are seeing in front of you. And for some of you, I can see your eyes are still open. So the way you know they're closed is everything goes dark. I'm stealing that from Pragit Harris, who talks about that with Alcazar. But truly, when you close your eyes, it allows you to connect in with yourself. There's no one else around you to distract you from your own innate communication. And allow yourself to have your own intuitive thoughts of how easy it is to sit and receive. And so when Adironda comes in, you're more than welcome to open your eyes, because she's a very interactive energy, he, she, all of them. And when Cryon comes in, I just again invite you to close your eyes to listen to those messages from Cryon. And again, nothing to do, just allow yourself to receive.
Ah, dearest beings of light, we bid you good day. You can leave your eyes closed, because you see that energy that you have on the inside is indeed your innate, that is radiating out and creating your frequency. That is radiating out. So as you center your energy, as you center your wisdom, as you center your heart, all the way down to your feet, you can breathe in to the warmth of your own body. Your body is your communicator, as well as your heart and your mind. If some part of your body is talking with you and telling you, we would like your attention, it may be uncomfortable. It may get some sort of dis-ease. It may tingle. It may draw your attention. You see, the universe, source, God, only says yes to you. We hear you. And some of your minds saying, they don't ever say yes to me. So God is saying yes to that thought. We are here today talking about intention. We are here today expanding those abilities that were born in you, that are part of your innate. Do you know in your heart of hearts, dearest beings of light, that your innate cannot be separated from you? It can only be covered up with old beliefs and old patterns and old programs. And we are here taking that bushel basket off of your innate. Yes, I was in ancient Egypt when you were there. And you lived by that ability to create and manifest and grow. And now, hundreds, thousands of years later, somewhere along the line, you decided that that was not acceptable. And we are raising that focus again. As we raise that focus again, dearest, dearest beings of light, you may feel a little uncomfortable. Breathe into it. You may feel like you're moving into new territory and it's beyond where you have been. Breathe into that. And allow and accept and receive the excitement of moving into new territory for your soul. Or rekindling an ability that you may have let go of a few years ago or thousands of years ago. We ask each of you to breathe in and visualize that innate quality that you would like to be made stronger. What does that look like? What does that feel like to have your, maybe it is your intuitive voice, to have it communicating with you so you trust it 100%? How does that feel in your heart? Do you feel your heart smiling? How does that feel in your energy? You see, your intuition never stops communicating. You just may not identify the way it is showing itself in this time, in this day, in this age. And for all those who are listening in the future, they can do the same. You see, once you identify how those intuitive feelings come into your awareness, you can always trust that they will be there in that way or a stronger way. So trust that vibration, trust that energy as you are learning. Dearest beings of light, to trust yourself. Take a deep breath. We are thankful for Monica who brought you into this space here. So I can indeed communicate with you and help you activate your intuition. Ask your intuition to give you a sign, a signal, a warmth, a tingling, for yes. It is truly that simple. Your intention is the most powerful purchase order on this planet. Your intention is creating and acknowledging and growing and practicing those innate skills that you are learning today and tomorrow and the next day. So you can indeed be all that you are. You can indeed live that life that you love more than anything else. And for that we are grateful. We love you deeply. We ask you to be you. The universe needs you. Not some illusion that someone else has created for you, but you. We honor you. And we bid you namaste. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We find ourselves on a Sunday in Chicagoland. The seminar's theme is about expanding innate. It couldn't be a better one, dear ones. Because the innate is something that is, although invisible, historically esoteric, it's always been there. Let me give you a little history about innate so that you'll really understand what you're dealing with. The innate has always had another name. And to some, it has been called the smart body. A part of your body that seems to know more than you do. And although that may sound odd or strange, there are many who are scholars of this. And they work with kinesiology. That has another name. Some have called it muscle testing. Kinesiology is a science. It works. Many physicians use it because they understand innate. And so they will test a human being to find out things like dosages of medicines or allergies of a human being. And the human being will not know these things, but the innate of the human does. And through a series of that which is the muscle testing, the innate will respond and give yes and no answers. The interesting thing about this is that it doesn't involve the mind. So those answers are usually very correct. If you start taking that which is the smart body and wanting to have a connection with it that would then involve your pineal, your intuition, and your mind, then it becomes more difficult because of the barriers of thinking as discussed. But let's get back to the history of innate. So if you haven't heard this before, now you know that there is a portion of that which is you that knows more than you do, especially about the biology. The innate is also, we find, in a new energy, suddenly connected to the field. Now that's another story, and I'm going to get there in a moment. But in older energy, we knew it as the smart body. Let me tell you what else it does. Innate is responsibility for functionality of homeopathy. Think for a moment what homeopathy is. Let's do a little schematic of the process of homeopathy. A tincture is developed from a homeopathist as a signal to give to a body a signal of healing, a specific signal. for a kind of healing or a target of an organ or a process. And it's developed. And that tincture is way too small to have a chemical reaction when put under the tongue. Parts per million, very, very small. It remains simply a hint, a signal that the innate sees and responds to. It's almost like a prescription that has been written chemically, given to the human being, put under the tongue. Unlike drugs or any kind of supplements, it's too small to be recognized by the chemistry of the body, but it works, and it works because of innate. So the smart body sees the signal and then takes it from there, and the signal is your, in the case where you're taking the pill, the homeopathy tincture, the body sees your instructions and fulfills that. And you begin then to change, and the healing starts to occur. You can see why homeopathy is something that some don't believe in, because they have been trained that the body must see it chemically instead of innately. So here we are with two processes that historically use the innate and have been here for years and years and years. The new energy is upon you. And dear ones, this is more than just that which tells you that things are going to improve or that consciousness is going to get better or all the things that we've discussed, because this is personal. This is very personal. This light we have talked about that is being turned on, a metaphor for a higher consciousness, directly affects your innate. It has to. Because suddenly, there is an evolvement of consciousness, and innate is in your consciousness. So now the innate starts to play a new role. Number one, it's addressable. You can now ask innate questions that are outside the body, because innate is now starting to be connected to the field. And the field, as we have discussed before, all around you, it involves conscious potentials of everything possibly that is out there, that is being thought of. It talks about that which is around you and being developed that you don't know about. If you're driving down the road, the innate can contact that which is the field, and it knows if there's an accident ahead, because that is known. It's in the field. Some of you have said, well, is there any proof of this? Dear ones, there is. There have been institutes who have studied this now and know that the field is responsible for what some have called precognition, because the potentials are there almost as though things have already happened, and they can be sensed by the innate. So a door is opening that was never there before. And this door that is opening has to do with an expansion of your consciousness in a communication with a smart body. Now, it doesn't start or stop there, because in this new energy that we speak of that has higher vibrating intuitive thought, potentials, connections with the field, suddenly innate can be responsible for other things. You can start talking to it like you did with homeopathy, but now you can use consciousness. And if you get over the hurdles that have been discussed this day and will be discussed more, you can start instructing it instead of asking it. Innate, I instruct you to count every other day on my body clock. You see, the body counts days. Did you know that? There's a dark and light process. It knows how old it is. Did you ever wonder how the body knows how old you are? Forensic tests with certain chemistry. Well, ask the body, well, how old is it? And it'll know. Time is important. Did you know that time is even involved in atomic structure? That there's a clock. That's part of how the body knows how old it is. The body responds to age, and the kinds of things it does with age are well known. But it responds to age basically because of a clock. That's how it ages. So let's talk about that instruction again. Maybe now you'll get it clearer. Dear Innate, I want you to count every other day. In other words, this is the secret, dear ones, to slowing down the aging process. You are going to tell your body that you're not going to age as fast. Brian, I don't believe that's possible. I think the aging of a human body is something that simply happens. We arrive, we're here, we age, we leave. Now that particular consciousness is going to have to change, because now I'll give you another one. You arrive with free choice. You're in charge of everything. You're in charge of chemistry, of physics, everything in your body. Your consciousness is king. The field, the new energy, the creator, all of that soup with your consciousness is king. And you can start instructing your body to get rid of the disease in you. You can start instructing your body to live longer. The body is designed to reconnect itself constantly, to rejuvenate itself constantly. Every single organ in your body rejuvenates, even brain cells, even though you're told they don't. They do. And with a rejuvenating body, how long is it supposed to last? And the answer is, as long as you tell it. What about a century or two? We have said that so many times. I just gave you the answer of how. Your consciousness, especially in an enlightened energy, can talk to that expanded innate. Dear innate, there's an inappropriate disease in my body, and I've had it for a while. I'm not going to give it a name, but this is my diagnosis. This is what they say. Dear innate, it's inappropriate. Dear innate, get rid of it. On a day-by-day basis, I will be stronger because of this, because I am in touch with a smart body that knows the cells and knows the processes that I don't know. The one that responds to homeopathy is now going to respond to instructions from me. This is the future of humanity. We've talked about those who believe it and those who don't. And there'll come a time, and we've said this before, where there'll be a whole group of you which live a lot longer, and a whole group of you that don't. And one group will look at the other, and they will point their finger at you and say, you must be possessed, because you've done something to live longer, an agreement perhaps with even the devil. Get ready for it. But all it is this. You are using, old soul, the lineage of why you're here. Understanding and recognizing you are now in control of the things that you were always told are uncontrollable. This is the new energy. And it affects everything. What else are you in control of? We talked about it last night. If you get out of fear, there are so many things that that consciousness which you have can temper and change and work with and integrate with. That's the new words we're using. So that you understand that this new energy is not just about inventions. It's not just about things that may change that you didn't expect. It's about when you take control. And the control is not a bad word. It's control of you, your consciousness, your body, your aging, your health. And the big one, your divinity, your wisdom, your benevolence. That's beautiful. And that's who you are. Pay attention to the teachers this day as they describe the new gifts that you have with an expanded, very expanded innate. Mm-hmm. And so it is.